This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster going to be along in just a little bit with our recap segment. And, of course, he'll host Duck Calls following this game. Quick reminder, tonight's broadcast and property of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Any rebroadcast of tonight's game, either whole or in part, without the express written consent, the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL is strictly prohibited. You know what? A very entertaining game, but the Ducks fall short by a goal, and we're going to run through how it happened if you weren't here before. And Dan, it was good to see Troy Terry get a goal here, midway point of the first, and they were off to a good start at that time.
Yeah, the Ducks with a really strong first period, and they got the game's only goal in that period on a delayed penalty sequence. Troy Terry jumped off the bench when John Gibson went off for the extra attacker, and Terry, taking a pass from Cam Fowler at the top of the left-wing faceoff circle, put a shot past Pierre-Luc Dubois, who was trying to check Terry, and with some traffic in front of the net, the puck gets past Winnipeg goaltender Connor Hellebuck as well. Terry with his seventh goal of the season. Fowler and Sam Carrick get the assist for Carrick, his first point in his second game back after hip surgery. Ducks led it 1-0 after one period.
Well, don't get bored with this, but we're going to hear a lot about a guy named Kyle Connor here, folks, so just prepare for it. Kyle Connor scored the Winnipeg power play goal in the second period to tie things up.
Yeah, this was the only special teams goal in the game. There were only three power play opportunities all night long, two for Winnipeg, one for Anaheim. Ducks were shorthanded after defenseman Dmitry Kulikov went off for tripping Pierre-Luc Dubois, and the Jets able to capitalize. Connor, from a sharp angle low on the right side, able to beat John Gibson on a rebound. Connor gets his third goal of the season. Dubois and defenseman Josh Morrissey the assist. So at 12:32 of the second period, the Jets tied the game 1-1.
All right. Then 40 minutes gone by, Ducks still in the hockey game, but not for long in that third period. Again, there's that guy's name, Kyle Connor, Dan, providing a lead.
Yeah, and you would have thought that this might stand up as the game winner, coming as it did at 14:15 of the third period. And Winnipeg's forecheck, which we talked about earlier as being a very dangerous element of the Jets' game, and it was responsible for this opportunity that culminated with Sam Gagner's pass out from behind the Anaheim net, and Kyle Connor right in front with a quick shot, able to beat John Gibson for Connor, his second goal of the game, fourth of the season. Gagner and Mark Scheifele the assist. That made it 2-1 Jets, but not for long.
Trevor Zegras with the tying goal at 14:43, and that was a fun play to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, and this goal, Steve, came just 28 seconds after Connor had given the Jets their first lead of the night. Cam Fowler igniting the play from the Anaheim zone. Adam Henrique then into the Winnipeg end on right wing, and Henrique with a cross-ice feed to Trevor Zegras, who put the puck short side up high on Connor Hellebuck from the left wing. Zegras, his eighth goal of the season. Henrique and Fowler the assists for Zegras and Henrique, each now with a modest three-game scoring streak. And for Cam Fowler, back-to-back two-assist games. That tied it 2-2 at 14:43 of the third period.
And then up next is our play of the game, as always brought to you by our good friends at PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Now to learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go Ducks, and it's the goal by, there's that name again, Kyle Connor. Last minute of play in the third to give Winnipeg their victory. They hold it in, Pionk at the point, drive off the board, look out here, Scheifele in front, they score! I'll tell you saw Connor move towards the slot, and just kind of had the sense, Dan, that they were going to get one there. They set it up behind the net. He was unprotected, and he has just scored another goal, his third of the night, and Winnipeg's taking a 3-2 lead with 53.5 left.
Well, we talked earlier about the fact that Kyle Connor was due to break out, and we just hoped it wouldn't happen tonight. Unfortunately for the Anaheim Ducks, it most certainly did. The Ducks here failing to get the puck out of their defensive zone when they had the opportunity, and they paid the price. Mark Scheifele with the centering feed from behind the goal line. Kyle Connor in the slot, able to beat John Gibson for the third time tonight. Connor with his fifth goal, Scheifele and Neil Pionk the assists. That goal at 19:06 of the third period gave the Winnipeg Jets a 3-2 victory in a well-played and competitive hockey game.
We'll just take a couple of more minutes, Steve and Dan, and then Josh will take over for the next 7 minutes post-game and, of course, Duck Call. So what do you take out of this game? Because there's near misses when you played well, but you still haven't gotten the 2 points for an effort like this. Does that tell you anything about our hockey club at this point?
Well, Steve, I'll say this, and I would have said this, obviously, if the Ducks had won the game, but even in defeat, I think it still rings true. We saw them play well on the homestand much of the time and finally break through into the victory column with the comeback win over Detroit the other night. But I think tonight the Ducks looked more like a competitive National Hockey League team than they have really at any point this season. They were stepping up in class tonight. The Winnipeg Jets are a better hockey club than the past couple of Ducks opponents, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings. And that's no disrespect to the Blackhawks and the Red Wings, but they are more in rebuilding mode, as are the Ducks, whereas the Winnipeg Jets, I think, are a legitimate playoff contender. And the Ducks come into this building, which is never an easy place for an opposition to play, and they went toe-to-toe with the Jets, other than the second half of the second period, when the Jets really kind of took over the game. I thought the Ducks played at Winnipeg on even terms tonight, and this game could have gone either way. The Ducks with the huge goal from Trevor Zegras to offset the second Connor goal, and then as we wound down in regulation, you're looking for that one big play, that one mistake, and the Ducks unable to get the puck out of the zone, and Kyle Connor buries them again. So, all in all, disappointing loss. But Josh was talking on the pregame show about building things brick by brick. I think in that regard, the Ducks put some more bricks together tonight.
Yeah, I think they did. Now they play the St. Louis Blues. Now that's a team that struggled first part of the year, seemed to be playing a little bit better hockey, and you got them twice in their building. So they're going to have to come out and play some pretty good hockey. If they can match it with the type of effort tonight, I think they'll stay in both games.
Yeah, they'll have to, because the Blues, despite their struggles early this season, they too are a legitimate Stanley Cup playoff contender, and the Ducks are going to have to be good to stay in the games with St. Louis, especially playing consecutive games. So it's going to be a challenge, but that's what we're going to see this season, is the Ducks are going to continue to scratch and claw, try to build their program here as we go forward. And despite the disappointment of a last-minute loss tonight, I really think the Ducks can hang their hats on a solid effort tonight.
I do, too. And hopefully that effort continues against St. Louis at Saturday night. And in California, the pregame coverage will be at 4:30 Pacific Coast time and then 5 o'clock for the play-by-play. All the folks who did a terrific job tonight, we thank you. Josh will be standing by here after the upcoming commercial break leading into his postgame show. He'll have lots of calls, I'm guessing, tonight talking about this effort. And then Josh will take you the rest of the evening, have a special guest on there as well. So from this building here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, for Dan Wood, I'm Steve Carroll. Hope you enjoyed it. Good effort, as Dan said, falling a little bit short. 3-2 was the final score. Winnipeg wins. Hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned now for Josh after the upcoming commercial break. Right here on Duckstream. And that's powered by TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated mixed light station comes in. Every day we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. That's 714-940-2888. Tonight, Jets 3, Ducks 2. Ouch. A late goal by Kyle Connor, who decided to rectify his scoring situation coming into tonight with only two goals after being one of the hottest scorers in the league last year. He gets a hat trick against us tonight. Woof, that hurts. But, got to tell you, off the bat, and you can call me and tell me who you think was the best Duck tonight. Pavel Regenda, you were the best Duck on the ice tonight. Notwithstanding the Trevor Zegras huge goal in response, and Troy Terry having a goal tonight. Pavel Regenda, that is how the Ducks should play. Five credited blocked shots tonight. I believe he had more. I think they might have missed a couple. But to me, it's Regenda. And you give me a call at 714-940-2888. This is what we've needed. And, you know, once in a while, the guy from Duck Calls is right. And I'm going to give myself a pat on the back tonight because this is about blocked shots. You had a manageable shots against total tonight again for the third straight game. 33 against, 31-4. That's how you get there. You get there by blocking as many shots as you need to block. The Ducks blocked 16 shots tonight, and they drove the center lane once again. And in my estimation, they played a full 60 minutes. Now, I know that the second half of the second period, the momentum was squarely in the Jets' camp. The Ducks were having trouble at that point. But I think wire to wire, I think that they availed themselves quite well. It's hard to take another loss, but this is not the same kind of loss as you had earlier in the season when you're getting shelled, you're not blocking shots, you're not hitting enough, and you're just hoping to hang on. I'll give you an example of why I think the Ducks played well tonight. Again, Cam Fowler. We wondered about Klingberg and his points. We need points from him, even as a defenseman. We need points from Cam Fowler. Well, you start playing in the other team's end more the way we did tonight. You start playing right, driving the center lane. Look who ends up with two assists on the night, none other than Cam Fowler, right where he needs to be. And we do need points by defensemen. It's a disappointing loss, very disappointing, and you can share that with me at 714-940-2888. But I'll say this, you've got two games coming up in St. Louis, another bit of schedule weirdness where we play two road games against the same opponent over the course of 3 days. But okay, we're going to St. Louis twice. That's a tough club, and they're on the rebound now. You played a tough club tonight. You play this way
you're going to get lucky. The Ducks just have to hang on to that as they become more and more mentally tough and able to navigate some of these games and play better the way that they have of late. Of late, against Chicago, we allowed 22 shots in a 3-2 loss. We allowed 33 in an overtime win over the Red Wings. We allowed 33 tonight in a 3-2 loss to Winnipeg on a late goal. They play another 5 minutes, I bet you we tie it. And that's the way the Ducks have to look at it. This is how you play. And look, early in the game, they're getting in behind our defense a little. We adjust. But look, we had opportunities. Dmitry Kulikov, beautiful setup of Isaac Lundstrom. And he just missed that gaping open net. Too bad. Was hoping to see Isaac Lundstrom were rewarded there. But that's just one example. In general, the shots were coming off faster. And you can even see with Zegras, now I'm nitpicking here, but there were some times tonight when he's sending passes all the way across the offensive zone and they're getting intercepted. Times when he might be looking for a pass when he probably should shoot. But in the end, he turned on the Jets. Like, he got it, especially later in the game. A total of 9 shot attempts by Trevor Zegras tonight. 5 actually recorded as shots, but 9 attempts, 4 of them were blocked by the Jets. So 16 blocks tonight, more sticks and lanes, playing a tighter formation on the back check, a tighter formation on the forecheck, not spending too much time on the perimeter. There's a lot to like here. I know that's hard to take when you're 5-11-1 and the points are just not coming. But you go into St. Louis and you play this way for the next 120 minutes of hockey, something's going to go your way. And so the Ducks tonight, very disappointing loss to watch Kyle Connor score all 3 of his goals, get a hat trick in a 3-2 victory by the Jets. It's hard to take, but that's the way it worked out. This is a resurgent Winnipeg Jets club that's sitting right now for the moment on top of the Central Division. On a very busy night in the National Hockey League, we'll have lots to talk about, lots of scores to go over, and you give me a call at 714-940-2888. Anything else? Oh, I need to talk about John Gibson. Hey, the last goal, not really on him. I'm sure he wishes he could have made a more spectacular save, but it's really not on him. And I got to say, I thought he played a darn good game tonight, especially some of these lateral moves he was making and also seeing pucks in traffic. He also stopped Adam Lowry point blank. Gibson made the saves when he needed to make the saves. It's just unfortunate. Good play by the Jets in the end. What are you going to do? But we kept pace, and we had not been seeing that around here. We had not been seeing the full 60 around here. So let's take a break here on Duck Calls, 714-940-2888. Tonight my guest is going to be Paul Edmonds, the voice of the Jets, and I'll be right back here on Duck Call.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste. Sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks... Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook or visit anaheimducks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Check out the new 2022-23 promotional schedule, and there'll be a season filled with exclusive giveaways and theme nights at Honda Center. The first 10,000 fans in attendance at select games will receive a variety of giveaways, including a Troy Terry bobblehead figure presented by UCI Health, Wild Wing Nutcracker figurine, and a Trevor Zegras action figure. For the full list, visit anaheimducks.com/promotions. Okay. Well, I'm waiting for Paul Edmonds, the voice of the Jets. As you can imagine, he's got a few things to do after the game. So, we've got a 3-2 loss tonight. Let me take you around to the NHL. Let's take a look at some things going on in the NHL tonight. Islanders. Matt Barzal, all assists, 18 assists, but no goals coming into tonight's action. The NHL record is held by Alex Delvecchio, who got 22 assists in 30 games for Detroit before his first goal in the 69-70 season. And Matt Barzal went to Nashville tonight. Other thing we can touch on later, Trevor Moore, the first California-born player to record a hat trick for a California-based club. He scored all three goals for the Kings in Edmonton Wednesday night. John Tortorella coached his 1,400th, and Phil Kessel, the Iron Man, marcheth to 1,000 games played. Speaking of 1,000 games, I think this guy I've got on the show tonight has probably done at least 1,000 games, if not 5,000 at this point. He's a great guy, a veteran broadcaster, and the voice of the Winnipeg Jets, my old buddy, Mr. Paul Edmonds. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm good, Josh. Not quite 1,000 in the NHL, but probably somewhere around 650. But who's counting?
I'm counting. Plus, you got about 4,000 in the minors. I remember you from the WCHL.
That's true. Yeah. And then probably another 2,000 in baseball.
Well, you know what? Listen, we're going to talk about. We're going to get to the game right away here, Paul. But the night started with Teppo Newman and our buddy Teemu Selänne. Seeing their numbers go up in Winnipeg for Selänne, it's the second. Second time his number's gone to the rafters. It was a lovely ceremony. It was great. And, you know, I really thought Teppo really deserved a moment in the sun as well. And I thought it was a great ceremony to start the game.
It was fantastic. I mean, it was very well done. They had been in town for the last couple of days. There was a gala as well that was conducted on Tuesday night. And they were all part of that as well. So, you know, it was a real celebration. It wasn't just sort of a one night, couple of hours, here you go. They were able to bring their families in. Teppo Newman today talked about how when he played here, he didn't have a family. So his daughter knew nothing about Winnipeg or about where Teppo and his wife lived when they were here. So they were able to kind of show them around, and then it just kind of culminated with a press conference earlier today. And then an outstanding ceremony on the ice. And then I just thought everything went, you know, the Jets' way, I guess, appropriately. But it was just a great night. Great night to be part of it. Great night for the two sort of historical natures of Jets 1.0 and 2.0 to come together and merge. And we saw that again tonight.
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk about the game. Now, I'll tell you what, Paul. You saw the Ducks struggle for the beginning of this season. And I'm taking this angle tonight because I don't like to sell spiritual victories. The Ducks played real well. And if they'd played another 5 minutes, I think the Ducks would have had a shot to tie the game back up again. I thought they kept pace tonight with a resurgent Winnipeg club led by Rick Bowness. And Kyle Connor, you knew it had to pop at some point for him. But I thought the Ducks' response, they got the goal by Zegras. They were blocking a lot of shots tonight. And I think that the Duck fans should look at the way that the Ducks played. If they continue to play that way, I think they're going to have some success.
Well, I think, you know, for sure. I mean, they're led by some young guys who
kind of just going out and having some fun and using his skill. And then, you know, like tonight, I thought that Kulikov and Fowler were excellent on the back end. And they played a lot. And then John Gibson, I thought, was stellar. He had to be. I mean, the Jets had some moments where they pushed and they got some power plays. But I remember having this conversation with you last year. Because remember, the Jets and Ducks played their three-game series in a span of 13 days last year. So it was kind of, it was all done and done in the first month. But I remember having this conversation with you about all these young guys that have pushed into the lineup for the Anaheim Ducks. They were going to be, yeah, it's a bit of a rebuild and kind of a slight tear down, but they're going to be real exciting to watch in the future. And we saw that again tonight. I mean, they were never out of it. Trevor Zegras makes a great play in his own zone. Next thing you know, he gets the puck again. Walsh is in, has a wrist shot, and he beats Connor Hellebuck for a 2-2 score. And the Ducks weren't going away even after the Jets had scored to make it 2-1 and took their first lead of the hockey game. So, you know, this is the kind of character trait that you want to develop with these young guys. You want them to always play hard, never quit. They didn't do that tonight. And I think that the Anaheim Ducks are an exciting team with a lot of good young players. And I do know that the Winnipeg Jets prepared themselves for that tonight. They did not want this to be a trap game. They did not want to take the Ducks lightly with only 5 wins. They wanted to make sure that they were poised in a situation where if it was comfortable and being an uncomfortable situation, they were going to do it. That's exactly what happened tonight. They kind of just ended up outskilling and maybe out experiencing the Ducks tonight, but that wasn't from a lack of trying. The Ducks gave everything the Winnipeg Jets could handle tonight.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, we've been deluged with shots against this year. And the last 3 games, we've started to get this under control, just not blocking enough shots. And tonight we saw Pavel Regenda lead the way with 5. And I hold my head high because I saw what we were not doing in terms of bringing some sandpaper and getting sticks in lanes and blocking shots and sacrificing. Well, that's starting to happen now. So brick by brick, hopefully the Ducks will start to claw their way back in the Western Conference. Now, let's talk about the Winnipeg Jets. You bring on a new coach in Rick Bonus, and you've got a big injury in Nick Ehlers, and you have a slow start in the goals department by Kyle Connor. But boy, Connor Hellebuck, I mean, he won the Vezina a couple years back. He's looking like he could be in contention for that again. Tell me about some of the things that are going right for the Jets this year, because there's quite a bit going right for the Jets.
Yeah, I think that you've touched on a few of them. I think it does start in goal, Josh. And Connor Hellebuck said this year that he did his usual regimen, his physical workouts, but he also took some more time this offseason, and he did some more passive things, like he fished a lot more. And he just got into some tranquil exercises that just kind of relaxed him and got his mind kind of right and made sure that it was rested as well as his body was. And therefore, he's come in and he's been stellar this year. There's no question about it. I mean, he's back to sort of that Vezina form that we saw a couple of years ago. And let's not forget that 3 years running, he was a Vezina finalist, and he won it in one of those years. But the numbers, I think, would tell you that he's been as good as anybody in the National Hockey League. And it starts there. But also, I think that you had a lot of guys with a number of things to prove. Brendan Dillon didn't like his season last year. Nate Schmidt didn't like his season. Neil Pionk was banged up on the back end. Josh Morrissey's leading the team in scoring. He's added that offensive layer. But they're also not allowing more shots. They're getting up the ice. They're forechecking. They're playing as a 5-man unit. Everything is kind of gone in an offensive direction. And when they possess the puck more, you're giving up less shots because you're not having to defend. And that's helped them this year. But I also believe that Rick Bonus has allowed that room to kind of grow. He's allowed more voices to speak, people to have more of an ownership of the team. And then, of course, now they've run into some injuries now, but you've also had, I think, a resurgence here in Mark Scheifele and the way he's playing the game at a 200-foot level as well. And Kyle Connor gets 3 goals tonight, now has 5. And there's just all kinds of storylines here as to why they are improved. It was always here, Josh. It just had to be kind of shaped and molded a little bit differently than it had in the past. And I think that the disappointment of not getting to the playoffs last year helped that along, because guys were in tune from training camp on what a new coaching staff had to say, and they've delivered the message, and these guys have gone out and executed it.
Well, I have another question for you. Give me an inside look at how the stripping of the captaincy has gone over. It doesn't appear to be setting up any discord. It just seems to be a coaching decision. It sounds to me like the Jets respect the decision, that they're just going with assistance.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, the timing of it was interesting because it happened just before training camp. And I thought it kind of, you know, it was an odd situation and an awkward situation, I think, for the organization and then for Blake Wheeler. But I thought that both handled it, especially Blake Wheeler, with aplomb, okay? Not an easy situation. I mean, if you work in any other environment and you get demoted, you're not having to talk about it in front of a bunch of reporters, right? But in professional sports, when this happens, and there's been a few precedent-setting cases before, I mean, you know, just on the other side of the metropolis that you live in, Dustin Brown, of course, with the Los Angeles Kings, and then up the road from you, Joe Thornton in San Jose a number of years ago. So it's happened before, but not with regularity. I thought Blake handled it real well, but it's taken some pressure off Blake as well. And then he's just gone out and played. As a result, it's also, as I said, opened the room up for others to step forward and take leadership roles, whether that's just on the ice and the way they're playing, or whether that is through some verbiage in the room, or both. And I think that it's just kind of allowed more voices to be heard and more people to kind of be leaned on for some of that leadership. So the other thing is that I think Adam Lowry getting an assistant captaincy's or an assistant captain's letter on his lapel has helped. I mean, he's kind of been one of those guys that never wore a letter but was a leader. And last year that was kind of stifled because his dad was the head coach and he even talked about that. Well, his dad's now an assistant in Seattle, so it's allowed Adam Lowry to get back to being kind of the player that he is. So, you know, you wondered which way it was going to go. It was either going to go this way or it was maybe going to go or had the propensity to go south. It hasn't gone that way. And after 15 games, they've got, you know, points in 11 and 10 wins. So it's gone very well, and I think everybody's happy with it. I can't imagine that Blake Wheeler is totally satisfied with it, Josh. But when the team's winning and you're 36 years old, all you're really worried about right now is making sure that you have an opportunity to play for a Stanley Cup. And so far, so good for the Jets.
Yeah, indeed. You know, it's interesting. We were you mentioned Josh Morrissey leading the team. Now, I'm a big believer in goals by defensemen and points by defensemen, especially in this day and age. I think you should have the forward should be instructed to always beware that the defense has license to go. You saw what Kulikov did tonight, and Lundstrom just missed the net. I mean, just a miss. So, but what I want to get at here is I want to double back to the Ducks. You've seen a lot of Central Division hockey. You've seen a lot of John Klingberg over the years. We bring him on, and you know, there's disappointment in Duckville because, well, we're not quite seeing what we hope to see in John Klingberg. I'm talking about the fans now. And I've said, okay, folks, let's take a look at something. Cam Fowler, until tonight, by the way, until the last couple nights, he had one assist, and he had an 11-game pointless streak. That's not his game. So if you see Cam Fowler struggling, you can expect John Klingberg to struggle, and I'm getting to something here, which is this. If you're losing the zone time battle and you're hemmed in your own end the way the Ducks were the first 12 games or so of this season, if you're getting deluged with shots against and your guys aren't blocking shots, you know, it's going to be hard on your goalies, but it's going to be hard on your top and most productive defensemen as well. They can't be hemmed in all the time. And I don't think it's any accident that Fowler and Klingberg have picked up some points over the last couple games. And you see a defense that can score there in Winnipeg. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you think of what I'm saying in terms of getting your defensemen opportunities to be creative, but also tell me a little bit about John Klingberg and what you've seen over the years.
Well, it really comes down to schemes, too, for me, because you have to have – he's a very good swift-skating defenseman that has a nose for the offensive side of the game. But you have to have a scheme. And that's not to say that Dallas Aikens hasn't developed that. It's maybe just taken him a little bit more to go from Dallas now to Anaheim to get used to the way they want him to play. This year with the Winnipeg Jets, they've developed a get-up-the-ice defensive scheme. They want their defenseman to join the rush. And that's what's really kind of turned the tables here around for a guy like Josh Morrissey to be leading his team in scoring. But you also have to have that F3 and that support by that forward to make sure that if he goes up the ice, you're not giving up a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-1 back the other way and you don't have that support. So for John Klingberg, I saw him tonight. I saw glimpses tonight. Well, this guy's bet on himself. He's a one-year contract, $7 million. Let's see where it goes. He wasn't happy with the offer from the Dallas Stars, so he signs in Anaheim. I saw tonight a guy that tried to jump up a couple of times and lead the attack. Now, he is 30 years old, so, I mean, you know, he's getting to the other side here, or he's approaching it anyway. But I also saw a guy that kind of controlled the power play on the limited power plays opportunities that the Ducks had tonight. And I thought, okay, that's where he's really going to shine here. So it might still be a little bit of time that's going to take John Klingberg before he gets totally comfortable in the environment of the Anaheim Ducks. But I do believe he's going to help the team, and I do believe he's going to take off some of that pressure and provide some of that offense from the back end for the Ducks this year. Time will tell. I mean, it's still early in the season. We haven't even got to U.S. Thanksgiving yet. But I do believe that John Klingberg was a good signing for the Ducks, especially if you're looking to bring along the Colton Whites and the Austin Strands, guys that don't have a lot of, you know, tread on the tire when it comes to the National Hockey League. And if they can learn from a Fowler, a Kulikov, and a Klingberg now, that only helps to kind of accelerate their growth as well.
All right, we're going to be seeing the Winnipeg Jets again in Winnipeg on December 4th. And then not again until March 23rd, we're going to see them at Honda Center. But Paul Edmonds, I'll tell you what, it is always a treat to hear from you. And let's do this again real soon this season. Okay, buddy?
How about in December?
Sounds good. Book it, Dano. Let's do it. All right.
Okay.
There he is.
Anytime, Josh. You've got my number. Anytime.
Paul Edmonds, voice of the Jets. Thank you so much, Paul. I'll be right back here on Duck Call, 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888. Give me a call and hop in on the last segment. I will be right back.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
It's pro time because at Lowe's, it's Provember. Save big with inventory you can count on, like Flex products or DeWalt power tools starting at just $99. Plus, Lowe's MVPs members earn up to 3x bonus points per dollar on select items. Save all Provember long. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. MVP's Pro Rewards Program terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. Prices valid from 10/17/22 to 2/3/23 or until supplies last.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. There's nothing quite like seeing a Ducks game live at Honda Center. Let the Ducks make your experience even better by covering your ticket fees. Take advantage of paying no ticket fees throughout November at AnaheimDucks.com/no fees. AnaheimDucks.com/no fees. All right. Got a caller who's been waiting on the line, and I really appreciate his patience. Is this Roy I'm speaking with?
Actually, it's Arnold, Josh.
All right, Arnold. I'm sorry about that. I got my callers mixed up. My fault. What you got for me tonight, Arnold?
Oh, that's okay. I don't know if the screener misheard me, maybe, or something. But I appreciate you taking the call. I thought I was never going to get on there for a little bit, you know.
Now, sorry about that, but you're here now. Showtime. What you got?
Of course, of course. Well, I just had a question. You know, I'm saying whatever happened to the knuckle puck? You know, I remember being out with my friends, and, you know, we go up and down the street using the knuckle puck, you know. I just want to know why the knuckle puck's not instituted as much, you know, in the game of hockey these days. You any idea, Vlad?
I think this is the first time in 17 years I don't have an answer. Remind me, the knuckle puck is from the movie the Mighty Ducks, right? It's from the Mighty Ducks movie, right? If I remember correctly.
The Mighty Ducks, correct. Which segues into my next question I had here.
Please.
I was curious what the association between the Mighty Ducks and the Anaheim Ducks is, because to me, you know, it's the movie and then the team. It's just I see the connection, but I don't see the connection. Could we maybe get some light shed on that?
Yeah, well, Arnold, of course, as you remember, Disney owned the Anaheim Ducks, and on the heels of the successful Mighty Ducks franchise, right? You remember that. You have the successful Mighty Ducks film with Emilio Estevez, right? And you got that. And then, you know, they get the idea to build the Arrowhead Pond, and they had some extra money, so they bought all this marble, and the place looks fantastic and still does. And, you know, the Mighty Ducks were the brand
Still beautiful.
You still like that logo? Because I love that old logo as well.
Oh, I love the old logo. I wish we could do more with the old logo, to be honest with you, Josh. You know, I think the old logo, absolutely beautiful. The new one, too, but the old one is just something about the classic that, you know, you can't beat.
All right. So you know that the new logo comes with the era of the Samuelis purchasing the club. They purchased the club in 2005, and then a year later, they dropped the Mighty and became the Ducks, so that's where you get the stylized D that we use now. But, of course, Arnold, you can you come down to Honda Center this year, and you'll see the old logo on our reverse retro jerseys. You'll see the old logo done up in the new colors, and the Mighty Ducks became the Ducks in the fall of 2006, and the rest, as they say, is history. So there you go. All right, Arnold, very good checking in. The knuckle puck. I have to admit, folks, I've got to go back and rewatch. Movie's almost 30 years old. I got to go back and rewatch this. I remember Kenan Thompson did a bit about the knuckle puck, the comedian, funny guy. All right, let me take you through some out-of-town scores before I get out of here. If you'd like to hop in the last minute or two here, 714-940-2888. Let me get you to some games that are in progress right now. Golden Knights 1, Coyotes nothing. Phil Kessel plays in his 1,000th consecutive game tonight. This is in Vegas. It's in the second period. Alex Pietrangelo has the goal for the Knights. The Rangers and the Kraken are tied at 1-1. This is in Seattle tonight. The Sharks 2, the Red Wings 1. This is at the end of the first period in San Jose. Now, earlier tonight, the Lightning 4, the Flames 1. That's in Tampa. Avalanche 3, Hurricanes 2 in overtime. Arturi Lehkonen scores the overtime winner for the Colorado Avalanche. The Stars 6, the Panthers 4. Roope Hintz extends his point streak to 10 games in this game. The Dallas Stars win 6-4 over the Panthers in Florida. Stars are now 10-5-2. They're right up there with the self-same Winnipeg Jets we played tonight. All right, Blue Jackets 6, Canadiens 4. That's in Columbus. Devils 3, Toronto Maple Leafs 2 in overtime on a goal by Sharon Govich of the Devils. Folks, the New Jersey Devils have just won 11 straight games. This is in Toronto. They're now 14-3 on the season. Very interesting story. You know, they've got all those high picks like Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes. It's all starting to come to the fore for them right now. All right, Bruins 4, Flyers 1. That's in Boston. Boston has not lost at home. They're 10-0 at TD Garden Arena. Predators 5, Islanders 4, Penguins 6, Wild 4, and the Blues topple the Capitals 5-4 in a shootout. Of course, we are going, this was in St. Louis, and we're going to go to St. Louis for our games on Saturday and on Monday. So, if opponent, but hey, Ducks, play the way you played tonight, and something will break. You keep limiting those shots against, and you're going to keep activating Cam Fowler and John Klingberg. And as we talked earlier on the broadcast, brick by brick, driving the center lane, that's a brick. Blocking a lot of shots, absolute necessity. There's a couple more bricks there.
But brick by brick, I know we're 5-11-1, but I've said this before, I'll say it again. There are more chapters to be written. And if we can win divisional games, conference games good, divisional games better. If we can start stacking up some Western Conference wins, you can climb. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're on route to becoming the number one team in the West. That wouldn't make sense. But I still believe that the Ducks have a chance to claw back into contention so that they can play meaningful games well past February, in March. I think the Ducks have a shot if they play the way they played tonight and the way they've been playing in the last three games. The wins will come. I really am optimistic about some of the tweaks the Ducks have made to their game. All right, let's get out of here. I will talk to you Saturday. I hope you have a wonderful Friday. Ducks stream 24/7. It's all free right here. Ducks, 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 nothing but Ducks. Games, podcasts, Duck calls, and it's all free. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style. All spinning on TuneIn's classic hit station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John, the Master Prince, and so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's classic hit station. For the best listening.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark's overreacting to
music,
this,
for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Open wide. Let me see that smile.
There's a back-to-school braces boom at Doc Kelly's office.
Can you hold on for a sec? Can someone bring me more brackets?
She needs to realign her staffing plan with more registered dental assistants.
Can you reorder the rubber bands in red?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was...